proctors, practitioners, professors. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation, the things that we think about. Proctors, professors, practitioners. Ah, yes. The university has students all over the world. And here on campus, we have proctors. In fact, we have proctors all over the world, too. Our graduate students are proctors who are working with students everywhere. And a long time ago, as each of the graduate students were graduated, I gave them each the title of professor because they were professing what they had learned. They were professing what now became part of their personality, their belief structure, who they are. And while they did check on the students' lessons, their primary activity was to be a role model, was to proctor what the students were doing, was to proctor what they were doing, but more, to be a living example of what it meant to follow a philosophy. A professor is a being who lives the philosophy every moment of his life. The dictionary has many definitions for this, but it's a person who lives what he believes. He professes what he believes. All of our great philosophers were professors of their philosophy. They professed their philosophy, and they expressed their philosophy, and they were their philosophy. In other words, they were really practitioners. They were practicing what it was that meant the most in the world to them. And as they practiced what meant the most in the world to them, they found that it was not always just a piece of cake. It was usually quite demanding because it went against what the common parlance is, the common way of doing things is, the common manner of people speaking and acting and doing. And to go against that, not against it necessarily, but to speak the truth rather than the appearances, was a rather demanding activity. One of those demanding activities was the use of words. So many words have used it as a sort of misleading and misdirecting to what the direction really is. You say to a student, now, you put this cause in motion, and you speak your word, and you demonstrate this, and you watch, you will soon believe it, you'll soon know it, you'll soon have it as part of your way of being, and then you'll demonstrate it in your life, and you'll say, wow, it's great. And pretty soon you won't say, wow, it's great anymore, because it'll be so commonplace for you to speak your word and bring about your results that you'll think, yes, 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 yes. Now, one of the words that falls into our language too easily is the word, I'll try it. Ich probiere das. I will try that. I will see how that is. I will see how that tastes. I will have, as they say to people, boy, you've been around. You've experienced most everything that you can be experienced. Well, a master is not a person who's been around and who has experienced most everything that is experienced. A master is a person who is a great professor, a great philosopher, a great practitioner, a great proctor. A master is one who doesn't try anything. A master is one who decides what is beneficial and then does it. Does it with all their heart and soul and being. However, in our discussions and in our talks, we talk with people, we say, now, do this and you will experience this. And they say to us, I'll try. Now, the most horrendous thing is when we say, I'll try. When we say, I'll try, we put ourselves on the same level as a neophyte. as someone who's just beginning in the field of philosophy, who's just beginning in the field of being a master or professor of their own wisdom, who's just beginning to proctor themselves to make sure that they give the right answers in the right way to the right questions. Where do you stand? Where do I stand on that road of forgetting and saying, I'll try, I wish, I would like? We'll see how it works out. We'll see how you work out. We'll see what sort of person you are. When a person is in the business of hiring other people to work for their company, they can usually look at the person and talk to them just a moment or two. And in that moment or two, they have sized up the person and they know 100% how well that person is going to fit into the company program. And the reason for that is the person who is doing the hiring is trained in recognizing what not only the company needs, wants, and is, but how a person expresses their cooperativeness with what the company needs, wants, and is, and how they fit into the program. You and I know this. We are like this employment person who knows what he wants. We know what we want. And so we just sort of drop from our vocabulary, try, wish, want, would like, will. And we put a whole new phraseology into our lexicon. We say, it is done. I like me. I can. It is done. It is wonderful. We have a definitely beneficial, positive attitude toward everything we do, and everything we do turns up roses. Everything we do is a success. Everything we do is a joy. And it's only a joy because we like ourselves. It's only a joy because we are the professor of our philosophy. We are the ones who share it, live it, believe it, teach it. A great philosopher doesn't go around saying, I teach the philosophy of someone else. He goes around being, living, and teaching his own philosophy. He is an expression of whatever he believes, a professor of what he believes. He professes a philosophy, and he lives a philosophy. And people say, oh, you are really a philosopher. And why do you say I'm a philosopher? Because you live what you believe. You live what you believe, and what you believe is very interesting, very wonderful, very desirable, or not. It can be the other way around, too. But we would rather keep all of our thoughts absolutely beneficial. We'd like to keep all of our thoughts beneficial to us in all respects. And as we keep our thoughts beneficial to us in all respects, everything we want, everything we could ever desire, is brought forth in our life. We don't try things. We don't see if they're going to work out. We don't see how they're going to be. We're like the employment person for a company. He's done it for a number of years and he knows very well. He tunes into the person who walks in the door before they fill out the application, before they say anything. And he said, this is the kind of person I want in our company. This is not the kind of person I want in our company. This person has a lot of potential, but a lot of rough edges. This person has a lot of potential and would flow into his potential quickly and easily and beautifully. This is how we want to look at ourselves. We want to know. We want to do it. Not want to do it. Not wish to do it. Not try it out. We do it. And as we do it, we find we are more magical than we realize. If the employment counselor can be so quick and so right in his choices for his firm, because he knows what the firm wants and he knows people's attitudes and how the attitudes express what the person is inside. He knows how, in asking a few questions, he can draw the person out without making the person feel that he is being put upon, that he is being tested. The person feels uninhibited as the employment counselor shares thoughts and ideas with him. And in this lack of inhibition, the person shows his true being and what value he can be to himself and to the company. We can do that with ourselves. We can look at ourselves and we can find who we really are. What is the person that's inside this body we call our body? What is this self that we really are? And do we like ourselves? And do we enjoy ourselves? And do we find ourselves beautiful? Are we professors of our philosophy? Are we practitioners of our philosophy? Are we masters of who and what we are? Are we like the employment practitioner? He looks at the candidate and written all over them is the answer to every question he has. And he reads them like an open book. And he reads them just as confidently, just as surely, as if they had told him those answers outright. Because he listens to their heart. And listening to their heart, he has the answer. Oh, he may make a mistake now and then, because someone might be a good actor. But generally speaking, he knows exactly what he wants, and he knows exactly what he gets when he deals with anybody. I wonder, does the employment counselor look at himself from time to time and say, am I doing what I really like to do? Am I a happy person? And does he answer himself, yes, I am being myself and having fun. And I am well qualified for my work. I am well experienced in my work, and I am well received in my work, and I am well paid in my work. How nice it is. Yes, we are fabulous. We are each a professor. And all of our graduates from the University of Healing are professors of the philosophy of the University of Healing. Be yourself and have fun. And this is what we teach, we live, and we are. And how great that is. Have a wonderful day. And know that as you profess what you believe, and that's all you do all your life, you'll be the happiest being in the universe. I love you. I love you. I love you.